focused my business for a few years there on specifically working with people with chronic illness. And I invested a lot of time and energy creating books and programs and online programs all around chronic illness. And then my healing journey progressed to a place where I was able to get pregnant, which was something that I didn't think would ever happen for me because of the illness going on in my body. And that pregnancy became my next transformation. Mm. And it was during that pregnancy time that I realized, I've created this polished veneer around being the coach for people with chronic illness, and I let that billboard come crumbling down. And I remember looking in the mirror, looking right into my eyes. It's one of my practices in the morning, just to check in with my truest self, and realizing I do not want to birth this son into the world and surround him in my healing journey story or my illness story. I don't want him to see his mother through a paradigm of illness. And I decided that day that I never wanted to tell the illness story in the same way that I had. And that was in a marketing way every single day. I didn't want to do that anymore. And I literally held the sword that I have. It is a fake sword. It's one I play with. But it represented a real sword. And I held it and I deleted my website. I deleted my book I wrote. I deleted my online program that was about illness. It was really that dramatic that I had to do this cutting away in order to let my heart really emerge, my true self, my healthy self. And let me tell you that when it came time to birth this baby boy, which was my first and only birthing experience, I arrived at the hospital in transition, the very intense part of labor. And the nurses were asking me questions to fill out a form. And the question was, what medical conditions or illnesses do you have? Mm-hmm. And my husband next to me responsibly recited that I have rheumatoid arthritis. And me in the middle of transition, like complete mama bear about to birth this huge cub, I was screaming, I am healthy. And I did not plan this, but I shouted, I am healthy, about 30 times while I birthed this baby. Okay. So that, Laura, was really the turning point to unleashing my true self, my empowered self, shedding that illness story, that box I'd been living in, shedding that old facade, shedding the constructs that my whole business was formed on, and then seeing what would emerge.
Right.